You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hey, so going global, Dylan Pellett's with us in the studio. Dylan, tell us about the people you work with, Independent Music New Zealand. Well, sounds like a good, credible organisation.
Kia ora, Harry. Yes, it's been going global's been going for about 6 or 7 years now, and we're slowly building it and building it. It's been fantastic. We started off with about 6 speakers that we bring in from offshore. We're up to about 26 today.
So when you're doing a music summit, what are the key sort of areas of, because it's a big broad term, music?
Yeah, areas of discussion is pretty much across all of the music topics that we talk about these days.
So performers,
we're talking about performing people and label people coming along. Yeah. We talk about sync licensing and publishing and booking agents. We talk about festivals, touring offshore, in Australia, USA, UK and beyond. We have a bloke coming over from Singapore and talk
about
those.
Do they call them blokes in Singapore?
Keith is a bit of a bloke, yes.
Yeah, okay.
We cross all facets of the music industry, and it's a 2-day conference, followed by a showcase in the evening on Saturday. It's a really, really great way for the local industry to come together and connect not only with each other but with these offshore people who can help them in whatever their business is, whether it's artist management or putting out records or
being gracious enough to impart their wisdom.
Indeed, yes.
They must go away with some ideas from here as well.
Getters. They're all very excited to be coming down to New Zealand in September and getting amongst the music here, yeah. And finding out what our nation is all about in terms of the talent that we have. They go away with sometimes going away with work for them, putting out records offshore.
That's cool, right? If you're wondering, sort of, would you get a chance to meet any of the speakers or any of the people that have been brought in to sort of discuss their various spheres of influence in the music industry? That's very possible indeed, isn't it? Because it's a fairly, you keep the numbers fairly trim.
We do.
So that everyone gets a good, comfortable seat, obviously.
Yes, we do.
And can see everything, can hear everything, and I guess have a chance to work the room, including the guests.
Yes, we call it, New Zealand's boutique music industry conference. We're especially grateful this year to be hosting the conference in the Roundhead Studios in Newton, which is, an artist-run kind of complex or an artist-focused complex. And, we think
it's a fountain of creativity in there as well.
It is a fountain of creativity, and I think a great environment to talk about music and to, like you said, impart the knowledge that these people from offshore bring in.
So it's happening September 1st and September 1 and 2, 1st and 2nd, at Roundhead Studios. You would like to announce now first three speakers.
Yes, I would. I'd like to spill the beans.
To tempt the palate.
We do. We have a press release coming out in about 15 minutes, but you're lucky enough, listeners, to have me spill the beans for you. So the first three people we're bringing over is the A&R manager for 4AD, who recently signed Aldous Harding. Is Jane Abernathy. She works out of New York. She brought Bon Iver to the label, to the 4AD label, alongside Grimes and the Lemon Twigs.
That label's just been devastating ever since it started, hasn't it?
It's hugely respected.
Innovative and eclectic.
Eclectic, not afraid to sign something that people might not first pick up on, yeah. and years later they realise that a band like the Pixies is just incredibly important.
That's a great. I was just thinking, and they're also really loyal to their artists, the Pixies is a perfect example. Right?
Yes, exactly. So Jane is very excited to be coming down to New Zealand, and we look forward to welcoming her alongside the chief curator from Bandcamp. His name's Andrew Jervis. So he's returning to New Zealand. We actually brought him out here in November last year, and he's just very, very excited to be coming back and mixing it up with the locals here.
So when you say the chief curator of Bandcamp, maybe some people may not know what Bandcamp is.
So Bandcamp's an online digital platform for artists. It is actually quite popular here in New Zealand musicians often use Bandcamp as their first website page. because it's free to sign up, and you've instantly got a platform in which to sell your music, let alone your T-shirts and your merch and your tickets later on.
And it's not big name heavy either, though, is it?
No.
You can be a relatively established artist putting your stuff out on Bandcamp.
Oh yeah,
it doesn't look that way. It doesn't feel that when you browse through it. You know?
What's the word I'm looking for? Well, democratic? I don't know. Level playing field. A lot of the New Zealand artists that end up on our top 10. We get through Bandcamp.
Yep, absolutely.
Good quality, straight to us.
It's a really, really easy platform. And the artists, it's up to the artists as to, you know, how much they want to charge people for their music.
Yep.
He's coming out. He's really, really well respected. He produces a weekly playlist on Bandcamp that highlights new music.
Just imagine how his job just would be getting busier and busier and busier and busier every day, wouldn't he? Surely.
Yeah, exactly. And it's funny, you watch the little ticker tape that they have on the front page of Bandcamp of their sales, and it's one every three every second at least, and it just constantly flows. It's amazing. They're great. We look forward to welcoming him again. Alongside Lars Brandl from Billboard magazine is going to shoot in and again pick up on what's happening here locally.
Today's the day, on this date, where I think it was 1970.
Was it the moon landing you were talking about?
Yeah, the moon landing, but also the date of the first Billboard singles chart ever released.
Right.
Let me just, I
was not aware of that.
I was just read about it on the way, because I love doing prep.
I mean, I was certainly aware of the moon landing because my birthday is tomorrow, and I think that was the first time that Neil Armstrong actually set foot on the moon.
Yeah, so you're part of that crowd.
I'm definitely a big supporter of the moon landing.
Good job. It's a shame. It's a shame we couldn't get some astronauts down for your thing as well.
So Billboard's been running for a very, very long time, and
published its 77th anniversary, 1940. Years. 1940, its first singles chart came out. There
right,
we
and it's still going strong. And we're absolutely.
Yeah, was she singles or album? She was album, wasn't she?
Lord was the album's one, and we're very, very proud of that as New Zealanders. I think we should be. It's the first time a New Zealand artist has reached the number one spot on that Billboard chart. So, I think there's a lot of awareness of New Zealand music out there at the moment around the world, and when I meet these people throughout the year to talk about coming down to New Zealand, they're very, very excited about it. So
they go away thinking about our industry? Like,
I think they go away thinking it's very vibrant. It's very, again, to use your word, eclectic. There's a unique thing that we have here in terms of being out of the somewhat out of the global eye of being on stage. The artists are able to plan off shows to get really, really good at their songwriting or their craft. Before they go out into the wider world, which I think is why you have people like Marlon Williams and Aldous Harding, are absolutely smashing it now overseas.
It's cool, eh?
They've had the chance to sort of develop their own identities here in New Zealand, I think.
You're going to give the chance to some artists to play.
We are, yes,
at the summit.
Yes, that's the second part of Going Global, is the showcase that we run. We do 12 artists across three stages.
In front of a handful of the most interested and important musical folk in the country.
Indeed, and also open to the public too. We sell the tickets for $20 for the public to come along and or fans.
I think
if
the public has bought a ticket, then they are part of
absolutely
the most important musical people in the country.
Absolutely, you can watch the magic happen. That's
guys.
The thing. There's been performances in the past that have led to deals offshore, and
no promises. Just saying. So if you're a band or an artist and you wanted to. To play at the Going Global Music Summit, it's not that far away. What do we need to do?
We need to head to the website goingglobal.co.nz, where the artist applications form is there. It's once again, you've got to fill out a form.
Yep.
That's what you have to do. A lot of these
best musicians in the country, form filler outers.
They know how to fill out a form, that's for sure. We have the artist applications that have been open now for a couple of weeks, and they close in about 2 weeks. I think 1st of August we close them off, and then here we go about selecting those 12 artists to play.
Cool. Over the 2 days. Awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, Dylan, well, I hope it goes really well. Like I said, it's on September the 1st and 2nd, Going Global Music Summit. Thanks for coming in.
Cheers. Thanks, Mikey.
See you later.
Cheerio.
21 past 8.
Hey, this artist's on 4AD.
Shut up. You see, they are cool. They've got a good logo too. I really like their logo. Timeless.
Yeah, fantastic artwork designer too, Vaughn Davis.
Was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.